First question, how has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
Well, it's certainly helped me turn to reassuring scriptures to get back into how you connect with God and how God is with us all the time. So you rely more on that providence of God, that presence of God, knowing that, you know, things are out of our control, but yet God is still there. God is still in charge. So that's kind of what it's done for me.
Is your religious community still gathering currently, and how has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
Well, we're gathering by Zoom, not by seeing each other, you know, and touching each other. We have stopped all of those kinds of gatherings where people come in. There's a lot more work for me, putting out inspirational messages throughout the week rather than just the sermon on Sunday morning. So then I have that too with the Zoom. So more phone calls, emails, trying to remain in contact with people and connected. So we still have that connection with each other, but so that's the changes that I've experienced here with COVID.
Is your religious community supplying or engaged in any kind of community service in an attempt to help alleviate issues caused by the pandemic? If so, what are those efforts?
Well, that's it's more of a personal thing because we have people who are making masks for neighbors, for healthcare workers, for other people around. So there's some of that going on here with our group. As far as a concerted effort as a whole group, now we don't have a whole lot other than providing support to other agencies that do help in local situations. So like Brethren Disaster Ministries, we're working at trying to help with supplies, going to hospitals and things like that. And that's both in the United States and around the world, from New York to Rwanda to South Sudan, Puerto Rico. So the other thing that we do is encouraging people to stay apart, to encourage healthy practices, maintain your 2 meters, 6 feet apart. And even now, it's encouraging people to start wearing masks when they enter closed spaces like grocery stores, so you are not passing things around. Unfortunately, it's getting crowded on our walking and running areas that we have to wear masks out there too. So, but those are things that we encourage. So that's how to deal with this stuff.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Joseph.